Burn Line Podcast. The burn line on a well-crafted cigar is straight and sharp as a razor, much like our wit and wisdom. And what is up, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages over the age of 21, you are listening to Burn Line Podcast, coming to you not live from the Hot Box, the smoky back room where deals are struck and fortunes are made, adjacent to the Rocky Patel Cigar Lounge, nestled amongst the complex of rooms that comprise Davide Cigars, Westminster, Maryland, USA. I'm Johnny Midas.
Yo soy el fumo.
And we smoke cigars.
Yes, we do.
All right, we got a pretty cool episode today.
Yeah.
We have got the Fratello Marylander, which, hey, it's Maryland. Let's try it.
Yeah.
We have smoked, what, one other Fratello on the show?
Yeah, the Lunar.
The Lunar. Fratello, to me, famous for slightly gimmicky cigars. You buy them for the marketing, and
they do pretty good.
They do pretty good.
Yeah.
This one's marketed for Maryland.
So this one's part of the DMV series. So
yeah.
For those familiar in the area, what DMV, not
Department of Motor Vehicles.
But DMV stands for
Maryland, Virginia.
Yeah,
The unholy trinity
of
places to live that fucking hate you and want to tax you into poverty. those rich men north of Richmond. We are also going to dip into this Rebel Hive. It's not your mead. It's not you. It's mead. This is Orange Blossom Traditional Mead.
Ooh.
This is local from Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
It's going to be fucking awesome. You want some now? You can do some now.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead.
I was just separating it.
Go ahead. Yeah. We might as well. I know this is a cigar podcast, but might as well booze it up.
A little bit.
Salud.
Yes, fuck it. Cheers.
Oh, that's good.
Well, that's sweet, and like it bites and it's sweet.
If you like mead, and we'll talk more about that. So we're smoking the Fratello Marylander,
mm-hmm.
and we are going to talk about what's your favorite, but told and why, which partly explains why we are smoking different Vitolas.
That's
today.
Right.
So, let's go ahead and get these cut and lit.
So, they do come up in this cellos, and then it's got like that. What
yes.
would you call that? It's not a fleur de lis, whatever that design is. It's another, like,
it's the Maryland cross.
Okay.
It's the same cross that's here.
Yep.
And it probably has some fancy Latin name, but we always called it the Maryland cross.
Okay.
And for those of you that don't know, my grandparents hail from Annapolis. So, there you go. And, yes, it does have the retailer's barcode, which is amazing. I am smoking the Robusto 5.5 by 54, which, you know, I do not think 54 ring gauge belongs on a Robusto. What do you think?
Meh, I really... That shit's out the window.
I think it's too big.
Yeah, what would a Robusto be? Like a 5 and a...
5.5 by 52 is the max.
52.
Absolutely think of 50.
Yeah.
I'd do a 52. 54 is too fat. And you're smoking the...
The 6x60 Gordo. All
right.
Which, honestly, this looks like a thinner 6x60. Don't it? Like, it looks a little...
Yeah, but
inside.
You know what? I think it's the chevron shape of the wrapper, which
it's
a Fratello signature.
Yeah.
That does make it look slimmer.
Because
of how it's shaped.
Yeah.
And that's part of what we pick apart on the show. I am taking points off for this sleeve. I could not get
it. Yeah, that was
a
little difficult.
Without using my official Johnny Midas Leatherman Skeletor tool. Hashtag not sponsored.
So on the rescue twice in a row?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I also used it to remove the cork from this Rebel Hive.
It's
you can do
floor.
That.
Yeah.
You can. No, I picked it up. I'm not a slob.
Oh.
But you can do that.
Yeah.
But only because this was a foam cork.
Yeah.
Not a cork. So we'll have a lesson on that later. But for now, this is delightfully oily, very lightly toothy.
Mm-hmm.
And what is this wrapper?
Ooh, it was... We're ready? Take a shot.
You guys ready? I got my mead ready.
Oh,
am I going to be taking a shot?
Yeah,
the wrapper on the Fratello Cigars Marylander is...
Wrapper is a Mexican San Andres. Sorry. The binder is Ecuadorian. Doesn't say which Ecuadorian.
You said Ecuadorian.
Yeah, I said Ecuadorian.
I get to take a sip.
Yeah.
Okay, so Mexican San Andreas, not Negro.
No,
doesn't look like Maduro.
Ecuadorian binder, filler, Dominican and Nicaraguan mix. No specifics.
Very interesting. I think this is a gorgeous cigar.
It is.
I think the band is great. It's just the Maryland flag. It's sharp.
By the way,
Marylander.
On the top 50 of 50 state flags, I think Maryland is number one. I am not a native to Maryland.
Maryland has a good-looking flag.
Yeah, and I'm a Westie.
If you're into, like, you know, kind of the, like, aristocratic, old-school European look, it looks like it could be flying over a fucking castle. That's true. Yeah.
So, like, they have the... Honestly, the amount of livery that Maryland flag has in Maryland is cool as shit.
Yeah.
I don't think any other state can do it the same.
And let's just compare this to the Golden Hand of Destiny. It is definitely a bigger ring gauge and a little longer. You know what matches up perfectly to the Golden Hand of Destiny is the prequel, the Pledge prequel. Whatever that Vitola is. I think it's a Rock Express Robusto.
Okay.
Like, it's the same shape. All right, let's go ahead and get these cut. The official cutting brought to you by Lord Baltimore Cigars.
The official cutting is brought to you by Lord Baltimore Distributors. Featuring proprietary blends available nowhere else, Lord Baltimore Distributors are meticulously crafted boutique cigars made in small batches for every palate. Lord Baltimore Distributors, when only the best will do.
And I am cutting with this Bud Leather, B-U-D-D, leather. Open-ended double guillotine. It is brushed stainless with brass rivets holding it together.
Pretty cool.
It might be cool. It is my first time cutting with it. I will let you know.
Yeah. I got the handy-dandy Craftsman's Bench.
Craftsman's Bench, open-ended double guillotine. And that has been our Old Faithful.
Yeah, Old Faithful.
And as always, we remind you to clip that cigar with authority.
Damn.
No limp-wristed cutting allowed. This is dull. I don't like it.
This is a little
also
moist.
Not mine. I'm borrowing it.
Yeah, it's a little moist. That was a little tough to cut.
I was thinking the same thing, except I don't think it's moisture. I think it's too loosely packed.
Okay, fair enough.
At the head. It was compressing.
Yeah, fuck. Yeah, you're right. That's a sponge.
It's a sponge.
It's okay. I think we had that issue with the Lunar. No, I think the Lunar was slightly smaller, right?
I hate the cold draw, not from the taste, but it's way too loose. I hope this tightens up, because China Midas likes a firm draw. Let's go ahead with the official lighting, brought to you by 2C Premium Coffee, which we are currently enjoying the Mexico blend.
Mexico.
The official lighting is brought to you by 2C Premium Coffee. Keep your day fueled with delicious coffee from 2C Premium Coffee. Featuring select beans from Bali, Kenya, Ethiopia, and around the world, 2C Premium utilizes continual roasting, so you are always getting a truly fresh cup of premium coffee. 2C Premium Coffee, morning made us.
And as always, we remind you, toasted, not roasted. Treat that cigar with the love and respect it deserves, and it will return the flavor. I didn't really do the hand job this time.
I didn't.
Knock out that loose stuff. Partly because there is nothing loose, or it's all loose. I can't tell.
Yeah.
It's shifting around and packing tighter, but not coming out. And of course, you know, as cigar aficionados, we... can we say that? Or is that like patent?
Maybe. Okay.
Cigar aficionados?
Aficionados. I think cigar aficionados might actually be
patent. It might be, so scratch that.
But is
that.
It fair use because we're, like, we are aficionados?
I'm not associating myself with
cigar aficionado.
Yeah.
We're just...
Great mag, by the way. Hashtag not sponsored. No, but we encourage you to follow all the little steps. You know, not roasted. Don't fucking suck that flame up into your cigar. Well, clip it with authority.
I did not like that draw. I got a lot of heat coming in.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it's way too...
And by the way, that's two separate Vitolas. Uh-huh. So it's like, not like, oh, it's because you got a Gordo. You got a fucking Robusto.
Well, 54 ring gauge. It's still pretty open.
Right. So we got our bases covered. It's not just the Gordo.
Mm-hmm. All right, so initial impressions. First of all, absolutely the draw is way too loose. Look at the shoulder I left on there.
Yeah, same.
I did not overclip this. I've got another eighth of an inch I could clip off of this.
Yeah. By the way, that clip's so... Ugh. Not a fan. So I will say this. from the Lunar, I felt like they rushed that because of what the time frame was. This almost feels the same way.
Well, the Lunar tasted rushed because I was burning off ammonia and sulfur. Mm-hmm. It just wasn't aged properly. Initial tasting notes on this is pretty good. So I've got like a woodsy, nutty campfire sort of flavor. What are you getting?
Okay, stand by. Graham and campfire. Like cold campfire, not summer campfire. A little bit of spice. There's a spice there.
There's a little spice on there. Overall, pretty enjoyable.
Yeah, I just got a double puff because it's so loose.
It is very loose draw, and I'm concerned about the heat.
Yeah. Mm. There's a baking spice in there. Not like spicy, but... So, mid-nostril, if you're feeling it there.
There is a baking soda component that almost has the same tingling in your nose from it on the retro. Definitely there's a campfire flavor.
Oddly enough,
there's a little wood. There's like some hardwood in there.
Hold it in your mouth. Don't retro yet. At the top of the palate, I'm getting pine.
If you kind of hold the smoke and then retrohale it slowly, it does add a slightly citrus element. It's kind of adjacent to that pine.
It is interesting.
Yeah, this is so far, these are pretty decent flavors. I like it. I'm not a fan of the loose draw. So I am drawing very slowly to try to not heat up the cherry with all that air passing over it. But it also means that I'm not getting a ton of smoke.
Yeah, a little bit of an even burn.
Well, because it's just burning too fast. I don't know how you're going to control that, to be honest with you.
I'm already tunneling. Not bad yet. Or hopefully not bad, but still enjoyable at the moment.
This is an enjoyable flavor. Mm-hmm. So, for strength, I think I'm at about a 4.
Yeah, it's weak. 3-4.
And then flavor. It's not starting out simple. There's quite a few flavors in here. If it changes flavor, we'll call it a complex. Right now, I would call it a mid. Definitely, there's some pine, there's some citrus, there's some hardwood, there's some campfire. It's not like Kentucky Fire cured. Mm-hmm. That's like fucking charcoal. This is, you know, more like when you say a cigar tastes like campfire. And there's some nuts in there.
Like a walnut.
It is, very much. Actually, I was thinking black walnut because it's slightly astringent. Very interesting. Now, of course, we just fucked our palates by drinking the meat first, but whatever. Okay, so not bad.
No.
Now, these retail for $10.75. That's the Gordo, right?
Yeah. Gordo box. And the other one's about a buck less.
Yeah, it's like $9.75 for the Robusto.
Which is not hateful, regardless of which way you go.
I mean, in the state of Maryland, that's a great price. So you're talking 8 or 9. Maybe $10 most states.
Retail, yeah, most states. Unless you live in Washington, then it's a $20 stick.
Or New York, or... as Rocky Patel would say, communism stinks, my cigar don't.
But yet he lives in... Never mind.
California?
Yeah.
People's Republic of the not-so-democratic...
Actually, very democratic.
It's the aristocratic.
Yeah, but it is very democratic.
Well, the way they vote, but I mean the way that the leaders behave.
Yeah.
It's the aristocratic People's Republic of.
All right. Not a political show.
All right, I'll cut all that out. Yeah, anyway, yeah.
No, you're good. Leave that shit in there.
So, I really like the mead. The problem with mead for me is it drinks smoother and sweeter than most wine. So, it reminds me of like... You know, it's not as sweet as like a Manischewitz, but it's like a dessert wine. But it's reasonably high alcohol content. Yeah. So it can fucking sneak up on you. What I like about mead, and the reason I decided to have some mead on the show this week, is mead is a really interesting pairing for cigars. Mm-hmm. So
never had it, so. Well, like a mead pairing.
Okay. Yeah, so mead is fermented from honey. Mm-hmm. Like, honey's the main ingredient. if you culture your yeast out in your yard and you use local honey to make mead, it's actually medicinal. You can actually severely curtail your plant allergies,
okay,
like pollen allergies, from that, because it's inoculating you. It's sort of microdosing you with local pollen, both from the honey and from the yeast that's cultured. And so it was known as a medicine to the Norse and others. And it really does work. So when I lived in Minnesota, I cultured my own yeast in the backyard. I got local, raw, unfiltered, unpasteurized honey, and I made mead out of it. And my allergies went away. Like, not all of them, but the pollen allergies.
Right.
They just went away. They were gone.
So it's like a drinkable vaccine.
Oh, my God. Anyway,
we're getting canceled.
I'm pretty sure that word is on the trigger list. Here's where it pairs well with cigars. It's very sweet. And I'm not a sweet drink guy.
I like it.
To me, bourbon is a little too sweet. I'm a scotch guy, you know. But the element that is missing from most cigars, just because they're made with tobacco, is sweet. And so our version of a non-sugar-tipped but just regularly fermented sweet cigar is, you know, like the Signature Oscuro Sun-Grown Hemingway that we smoked the other week. And we're like, oh, this is sweet. Yeah, for tobacco.
Yeah.
So anytime I'm smoking a spicy cigar, like a Perdomo Habano Sun-Grown, dude, throw some fucking mead with it, and you have the sweet and spicy now.
Yeah.
And that pairing, to me, tastes like fucking Chinese food. You know, so it's a really interesting pairing. Yeah. And then, you know, if you don't like mead, you don't like it.
Yeah.
If you do like mead, great. But it can pair pretty well with cigars.
By the way, it's Year of the Snake, so Chinese food. Woo.
Yes. You do realize every year has a Chinese zodiac symbol?
I know.
Okay. All right, just so that everybody's on the same page.
I said we're in the Year of the Snake.
Well, if it wasn't the Year of the Snake, it would be the Year of the Rat or the Pig or the Dragon or the Horse or the Monkey. I'm a metal monkey,
yeah,
by the way. My birth year. Heavy Metal Monkey.
Jesus.
That sounds like a rock band, dude.
Heavy Metal Monkey.
The Heavy Metal Monkeys.
I bet you if you Google it, it probably is.
The Monkeys were a band.
The Monkeys, yes.
You'd get your ass sued.
Yeah. But Heavy Metal Monkey, though, I don't know. Why not? It's not even brand confusion.
I don't know. The Monkeys aren't around. I think they all died. So, all right. We are smoking the Fratello Marylander. Affordable, approachable stick. And so far, our complaint is it's too loose of a draw and it's burning a little hot, but the flavors are pretty good. Mm-hmm. So now that I'm about more than a quarter in, 3/8 in, you're farther than that, I can see all the fucking loose tobacco in your ash, dude. Like, there's just holes in
it. I see it. Like, it's just venting.
Yeah. Any updated flavor notes?
No. Well, actually, yes. There's a little bit of nutmeg now.
I don't think I'm tasting that, but the campfire is still there. That's not like char from initially lighting it or something.
Wait, no, my bad. Anise.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yep. Anise. That's a good call. My bad. Yep.
And I think that's related to, there's a slightly astringent quality. I think there's black walnuts in here. The hardwood is too blended with the campfire to really call it out. And depending on how you hold the smoke, there's a little bit of spruce in there, like you were mentioning, or pine.
Yeah.
So the pine, the anise, they're associated through their astringency. Mm-hmm. The black walnuts, they all have a little, so there's a little astringent note in this. Man, I think this is a pleasurable taste.
Yeah, it's not bad.
I don't have a super high bar for a $10 cigar. And this is a Mexican San Andres wrapper with an Ecuadorian binder and Dominican and Honduran fillers. Honduran, right?
Yeah. No. Dominican and Nicaraguan.
Dominican and Nicaraguan fillers. Yeah. And there's a touch of pepper in there that I think is probably from the Nicaraguan filler.
Yeah. So I can talk about this real quick. The DMV, so each of them have a different, same binder filler, different wrapper. So the Delaware is going to have a Brazilian, I can never say that word. Arapirica leaf.
Arapiraca.
Arapiraca. And then the DC will have a Habano, an Ecuadorian Habano take a shot. And then the Virginia will have the an Ecuadorian Corojo. And then Maryland has the Mexican San Andres.
All right. Well, let's get set up for Insta Live. All right, so we got Instagram Live going on. It is time for socials and surprises. On the social media front, shout out to Mike Amico for following us on YouTube. You the man. Welcome to Burnline Podcast. We hope you get as much value out of this as we're trying to give everybody. And while we are on the subject, you are our marketing plan. 100% of our budget is you. So please like, subscribe, share, comment, whatever you can do. Nice 5-star review to get the word out. If you think we are adding value to the cigar industry, you can help us out that way. It's pretty hard to get these things around because, social media companies are basically adhering to the S-CHIP guidelines.
Yeah.
Right? The tax... social manipulation disguised as a tax thing.
Yeah, there's some stuff going on too. So hopefully it may or may not change with whatever's happening. So I'll take some more of that. Dude, this is so good, by the way.
It's really good. So
it's dangerous.
If you are joining us on Instagram Live, we are drinking the Rebel Hive. It's not you. It's Mead Orange Blossom, traditional mead. That is local from right here in Pennsylvania. Across the border in Pennsylvania.
By the way, the amount of local alcohol we have within both our living spaces is insane.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool.
We have, like...
It's not like living in Louisville, but it's pretty cool.
Yeah, we it's our version of, Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
So we have, like, the famous Adams County Winery. I don't know if you had their wine. Yep. That shit's pretty good. A bunch of, like, local... Like, Hazards. Have you had Hazards?
Yep.
Vodka, coffee vodka's good as shit. This stuff right here... A bunch of local breweries too, which are actually pretty decent.
Yeah, yeah.
So we just have we're alcoholics, man.
Yeah, something like that. And of course, we enjoy the art of smoking a cigar, and we are smoking the Fratello Marylander today. And you've got the Gordo, I've got the Robusto, and you got a little surprise for us. So why don't you show the camera this fucking doodad?
So this little dude, fuck, I should have looked up the name. But this is from the factory, from a factory, you know, when they're working on the cigars. So they set this little thing right here, like a gauge, and then you have a ruler. What is that, inches? Yeah, surprisingly, it's in inches.
Hey, that's why it says 5 1/4.
Let's go. So anyways, I guess when they're done, you know, rolling the cigar, they cut that dottle off at the end because it looks, I can't do it with my hands, but.
Yeah, yeah, like when you have an open foot, a shag foot cigar. Yeah.
So they cut this off, and then that makes it a parejo.
So the cap or head goes on this end, the foot goes here, and you set this gauge to whatever your length is supposed to be, and you chop off the extra tobacco.
This blade.
And there you go.
I bet you this is, that's pretty sharp, even looking like that.
Oh, yeah, those, that's black steel,
which
holds a really sharp blade for a long, long, long time.
As you can see, this has been at the, like, it's yellowed from the factory.
Yep. But you do have to keep it oiled because it rusts.
Yeah. So, this is pretty cool. It doesn't, I don't think there's any inscriptions of who or where it's from.
We don't know where it came from.
We don't. It's just a cool little tool that's
definitely an antique.
Decades old.
Yeah. That looks like it's from the 70s.
Yeah. But most of the factories are still using something that old anyway.
Absolutely.
Because the shit
There's
lasts.
A ton of that.
Yeah,
this shit lasts. Absolutely works. There's no reason to replace it.
Mm-mm. If it works, don't fix it.
You want to do the fingernail test?
I think you already did that.
I can't do that live. That's going to get...
You already sensitive. Did that.
Oh, yeah.
Check that out.
Yeah, I definitely filleted my finger at work, so...
And then I found this thing. A little personal ashtray.
Oh, that's cool.
This is old as shit.
Is that for sale or?
No, this is mine. I think it's either from Thompson or CI from like fucking decades ago.
All right, well, this is a great place to take a break. We're wrapping up the first third. These cigars are smoking fast. So why don't we go ahead and take a break? When we come back, we will do our tobacconist tip of the week.
We'll be back.
Angel Solorio.
All right, tip of the week. So, to light your tip. So, traditionally, most people use torches because it's just the easiest, most convenient way. But you can also use good old faithful matches, either or. Most of your stores have matches. But honestly, it doesn't matter how you light your cigar. Oh, and spills, which is the cedar liners in most cigar boxes. So you just cut them up, either light them up with this or this, light the spill because they're not. So anyway, with the matches, they're okay. They're good for toasting because it's a little lighter than a torch, so you're not roasting the fuck.
And it's like 500 degrees cooler.
Right, 500 degrees. Yeah. And it's not taking your cigar to space.
Yeah.
So that's one good way. Perfect for indoor lighting. That's why it's in lounges, you know, and it's cheaper for the lounge.
Good luck outdoors.
Yeah, good luck outdoors. Yeah. I don't have a soft flame lighter because they also make soft flame lighters, which are pretty dope, but they're kind of hard to come by, and they are expensive for the cigar soft flame lighters.
And actually, when I got my DuPont, I like the side wheel DuPonts.
Yeah.
Except they're soft flame, mm-hmm. and I don't want a soft flame.
Right.
I want to be able to light this in front of an air conditioning unit or outside, you know. I'm like, if I'm spending $2,000 on a lighter, yeah it's got to be useful.
Now, this soft flame's pretty big. I haven't seen, like, their actual soft flame mm-hmm. in person.
Yeah, the flame is a decent size. And then I'll add the caveat on the matches. Please, for the love of God, burn off that goddamn sulfur tip before you start lighting your cigar. You do not want to suck mm-hmm. that shit into your cigar.
So traditionally, everybody's like, oh, light it with a match so it preserves the flavor. But mm-hmm. it doesn't really matter. What I don't recommend is lighting with a Zippo or like a Bic.
Anything that uses campfire gas, right. like kerosene instead of
butane. Because it's oil, and that oil will seep in.
It absolutely, you will suck that right into the leaf. And then, like for me, the big difference between a match and a butane torch, besides the fact that a torch is faster and more convenient.
Yeah.
You can stick that torch right here and fucking roast your tobacco, and you just can't do that with a match. So if you're having like kind of shitty acrid puffs, your first few puffs are not super enjoyable, well, just stop using a torch and use matches. I like to take the match, let the sulfur burn off, and then light a spill with it because it lasts longer.
Yep.
And then I'm just rotating it. Now with a match, you will have to pull the flame into the barrel a little bit. Mm-hmm. It won't really toast that because there's actually a air cushion around the cigar, and you'll watch your flame. It'll actually curve around it, and it will take 17 spills before you're actually toasting it. Yeah. So you can also fuck up there if you're like chuffing that flame all the way down the barrel.
Also, don't burn your fingers.
And actually, I've got a friend. We have a friend who has a little bit of palsy, and he only lights with matches because if he fucks up with a torch, he will third-degree burn his hand immediately.
Yeah.
You know, that the butane is like 1,100 or 1,200 degrees, mm-hmm. and a match is like 400 or 500.
Right.
So, some things to consider.
Absolutely. So, that was our tip of the week.
Great. Appreciate that. Let's see. Anybody on live? Hey, Tom Cannon. Welcome. You can't see us. This sucks. Let's do...
I don't know. See. You can't, like, wide-angle it?
Well, it's a fucking phone, so it just sucks.
Can on the Samsung.
That's a little better.
Hey. All right. Now the volume is going to suck because we're so far away. But anyway, we are smoking the Fratello Marylander, and I've got two complaints so far. One, yes, the draw is way too loose. And then a related problem, I'm starting to get burn in the back of my palate,
mm-hmm.
little harshness, and that's just from the heat.
Yeah.
It's burning too hot because it's got too much air in it because it's too loosely packed.
Yeah.
And both of us had issues just clipping the cap because it's too loosely packed.
And to recap, he's got the Robusto and I have the Gordo, so it's not a Vitola choice issue.
That's correct. And this is a 54. Yours is a 60. They're both pretty big ring gauge. Mm-hmm. I would love to taste this blend in like a 48. Hard to do, though, and the price would probably go up.
Yeah.
Appreciate them keeping this at an approachable price point. So
yeah, $10.75 really
for the Gordo, $9.75 for the Robusto. But it's a perfect segue into, our topic for today, which is what's your favorite Vitola and why? And I'll probably put something on the old grams or whatever to vote. But I find that, cigar hobbyists like ourselves often have strong opinions on this. Sometimes not, but oftentimes do. And even folks without a strong opinion usually have a preference, right?
Yeah.
And the important thing with the cigar hobby is, you know, get knowledgeable. Don't be a dumbass, mm-hmm. right? Because any hobby is more enjoyable the more you know and the more you experience it and whatever.
Yeah.
But also avoid the snobbery, right? So one of the things that we believe is that everyone should be able to enjoy cigars, and it is a consumption hobby. That means smoke what you like. Don't smoke what some person tells you you're supposed to like. If you like acid, smoke them. Just yeah. not in the same lounge as me. had to get my acid shot in there. And so, you know, if you have a preferred Vitola, fucking smoke it.
Yeah.
Also, but think through why.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go first, and I prefer a narrow ring gauge, not too small, but 48 to me is perfect. I'll go up to 52, and I'll go down.
Yeah.
But to me, 48 is fucking perfect. And the specific reason for that is if you're smoking a 48 ring gauge, you have to tell it to draw.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I don't like smoking a Gordo where I have it in my mouth and smoke's just coming into my mouth. Right?
Yeah.
I like a little bit of an authoritative, okay, we're going to puff now. Right? I do think it helps me regulate temperature as well. And then I've noticed that narrower ring gauges are often a little more punchy. Not always. And some cigars are specifically blended to be a Gordo. We smoked one. It was the Asylum Ogre 13. great cigar. I enjoyed it. The DBL La Tavla, which is a box-pressed Gordo. I loved that as well.
Awesome.
And blended to be that size. But if you have a cigar that comes in multiple Vitolas, I'm always going to pick the smaller ring gauge. Now, I also like shorter cigars. And I'm kind of in this space. Now, this has to do with budget and all kinds of stuff, right?
Yeah.
But I would rather smoke two Coronas than one Churchill. Mm. Right? I'll smoke one, and if for whatever reason I have to stop smoking and it goes out, meh.
Yeah.
I only have an inch left. But if I'm having a great time and want to keep smoking, I'll just light another one.
Yeah.
Right? A little more expensive than buying a Churchill, smoking two Coronas. But to me, the Corona is like the perfect Vitola. But I'm smoking more and more Robustos just because they're available and Coronas are not. Interestingly, in the old days, go back 25 years, the Corona was like the default size among blenders to test a blend, right? And then they would scale from there. Well, that's changed mostly because people don't buy Coronas in America, the world's largest cigar market.
Yeah.
And the guys I talk to now, you know, Francisco and these other guys, they're like, we actually roll Toros for testing now because Toros fucking sell.
Yeah.
Right. So there used to be a little, you know, a little snobby technique of I'm smoking the Corona because this is how they intended it to taste.
Mm-hmm.
And you just can't scale it either direction without changing that a little bit. Well, that's not true anymore. There's a really good chance that they rolled a Toro to test a new blend. You can usually tell, though, by the size that comes out. So if you have a new cigar that comes out and they're selling like a Robusto and a Torpedo, they probably tested a Robusto for that blend. But there's a really good chance that they have a Toro and maybe something else. So
yeah.
Like the default right now, Vitolas, is Robusto, Toro, Gordo. Most companies have most core lines in those three sizes.
Right. It's what sells here.
It's what sells, and it's easy. And a lot of the cigar companies that don't actually kind of play along those rules, general guidelines, are legacy companies.
Yeah.
You know, Plasencia has some, like, weird fucking shotgun octagon.
Yeah.
You know, like, World War One pistol-shaped cigars.
Oh, the pepper gun.
The pepper gun.
Pepper gun.
Pepper gun. Fuente has like their Hemingway, what is that, a Bellicoso, I guess.
Yeah.
You know. But most of the new stuff is Parejos.
Yeah.
And it's typically those three sizes.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of normal for a lot of legacy companies. Yeah. Right.
I think what happened is Americans got bigger, and so their cigars.
Mm-hmm. But oh, yeah. Bigger is better. It's bigger. America. Yeah. Hashtag America. So that's what I prefer. I prefer small cigars. Yeah. Now, once I get below a 48, I start having issues with my lips because I have a lot of scar tissue. And you can, you probably don't notice unless I point it out. But
yeah, I can see it on the right side.
Yeah, I got hit in the face with a hockey stick in college. And these two teeth are fake. They're not real. And there's a lot of scar tissue. So I can't actually form a tight seal.
Yeah.
The worst was the, was it the Devil's Den? It's like a 38 box press.
Yeah. Yeah, the DBL.
No, not DBL. I'm sorry. Esteban Carreras.
Mm.
Devil's something.
Oh, the Devil's Hand.
Devil's Hand. That's correct. Yeah. Yeah, Esteban Carreras makes a Devil's Hand that we, I think we smoked that in the Cigar Gauntlet. That was before your time.
Yeah.
And it's like a 38 box press. Okay. And I could not seal my lips around it, and I kept sucking air in on the sides, mm-hmm. which I don't enjoy, although it does change the flavor and could be how it's intended to smoke. I don't know. I just don't like it.
Yeah.
You know, I can let air in if I want on my own, but I want the option of not. You know, I want straight smoke if I can. So I can't go too small in ring gauge either. And then, you know, like once you get into Lanceros, I smoked two boxes of the hashtag GFY from mm-hmm. Saka. Loved them. But fuck, you know, I got to smoke them inside. They go out.
All right. And test real quick. Oh, it's not bad.
It's not bad, but I'm a little concerned that you're already that far into the cigar.
That's pretty good.
It's just burning too fast.
Yeah. There's it's too glue, much air but very light glue.
Yeah, they did a good job not gluing that to the wrapper, I think. It is a gorgeous wrapper. Mm-hmm. So it's Mexican San Andres, but it is not Negro.
No.
And it this is just a Colorado
just
color.
Just a little lighter, yeah.
All right, so that's where I'm at. I like, you know, Corona Robusto, something in the 48 ring gauge, you know, 5 to 6 inches, really 5 inches, 5.5. Yeah. What about you?
So actually what I'm smoking now, like a 6x60. That's my go-to. Normally, historically, they were like $10 to $12, and it's still kind of the same today. So I just like them because they were usually slightly cheaper, and it's a, for me it was like, you know, buck to tobacco ratio.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was like, fuck, $10 for a fucking gordo. That's a lot of tobacco for not a lot of dough.
For those of us that just joined on Instagram Live, we are drinking the Rebel Hive. It's not you, it's mead. Orange Blossom, traditional mead. And this is a semi-local product out of Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. And we're talking about pairing mead with cigars. It's very easy to do because mead is sweet. And so if you pair it with a spicy cigar or whatever, leather, wood, some of the traditional earth components of cigars, mm-hmm. sweet just goes with it.
Yeah.
But it's not overpoweringly sweet.
Yeah.
I think the only downside to mead is it can sneak up on you really fucking fast.
Yeah.
Kind of like wine where it goes down easy, but it's still fairly high alcohol.
Yeah, this is good. I'm going to try a good swig and then...
Which, this is not. This is 24 proof, so 12%, so like a wine. So you like Gordos, and what is it about the Gordo... you know, that you really like?
For me, normally they smoke really well. Never had that issue.
Like they stay lit.
Yeah. Yeah. Room 101 nailed the Gordo, man. Like, Carlos... Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Like, he fucking nailed it. So, yeah, like, the Payback used to be my go-to. Mm-hmm. That was always available at stores.
Mm-hmm.
So, Union... OG Union Bill always had Room 101.
Uh-huh.
So, that was, like, my... It was, like, $8 at the time. This is, like, 2011, 2012.
Yeah.
So...
Poor that college, was a long time ago.
Poor college kid me. It's like, huh, what can I smoke? Can't smoke the $20 one. So, hey, $8, a lot of tobacco, let's go. So that's what I started going with.
So for you, it started as a value proposition.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I said, buck to tobacco ratio was fucking great. Yeah. And they were actually good sticks. Like, they didn't taste like ass. So
I smoked one super large ring gauge when I was down in... Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was like called 4th Street.
Hey, we're doing the Maryland episode. You got to say Baltimore, sir.
Balmer. I was in Baltimore for the KISS concert. We got a Airbnb, did it right.
Yeah.
You know, you can't go take substances and watch a party rock band and drive home.
Yeah.
So, but we were within walking distance of a pretty decent cigar shop, and they had the Zeno Platinum.
Mm-hmm.
And it, I think it was a 64.
Oh, wow.
And it was a Torpedo, and it was expensive, and it was pretty fucking good. So that's a big ring gauge.
That's a little out of your wheelhouse.
Yeah, totally. But I think that was my first Zeno Platinum.
Okay.
I'm like, I'm Johnny Midas. Gold is better than platinum, but I gotta smoke.
Yeah.
It's a precious metal. I know a lot of folks that I talk to enjoy two things about the Gordo. The folks I know that like Gordos. One is, we talk about this all the time. We actually rank our cigars. One of the dimensions we rank on is experience.
Mm-hmm.
And look, there's people that having a big fucking cigar in your mouth makes you feel good.
Yes, it's a statement, too.
It's a statement.
Dude, you walk in a room and everybody's like, fucking Gordo, man.
Yeah, like, I'm a big man, got a big cigar, you know?
And that was part of the thing, like, when I had a Gordo, it's like, holy shit, what are you smoking? You know, what the fuck is that?
Yeah, whereas guys like me that are, you know, sophisticated and powerful, we don't mind being understated because, you know, we exercise, we wield so much power in real life, we don't mind. No, I'm fucking with you.
Yeah.
The other thing, though, is, you know, they smoke easy.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of folks like that. Like, the smoke just comes into your mouth, and it surrounds you, and you experience it. Whereas for me, I like to turn my cigar on and off.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm not actively drawing, I want it to not draw.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, what you get with a smaller ring gauge.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, so one of my favorites, like I said, was the Room 101s, like the Payback. The Tabla.
Yeah.
El Jefe.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about El Jefe.
El Jefe.
El Jefe.
Fucking El Jefe's in the room now, goddammit.
Well, the Cañones is great.
Yeah. It's not exactly
it's not a
60,
big ring gauge.
But it's fucking, it's a statement.
It is. That is a fucking statement.
What is it, like a
54? No, it's a, it's longer than that. The Cañones?
Is it an 8? I think it's an 8.
I think it's an 8.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Almost a fucking foot.
Yeah. It's long enough.
I smoked the Digger once, was not a fan, but that is a fucking, you've seen it, it's a stick. I mean, the chisel's almost there, too.
Yeah, yeah, chisel's big.
Yeah.
By the way, I don't know if folks online can tell, there's a lot of smoke coming off this cigar. Unfortunately, not enough of it is going into my mouth, because it's just too loosely packed.
Yeah. The, who makes it, Alec Bradley, the Texas Lancero.
Yeah.
What a, I like that play on words. The Texas Lancero.
The Texas Lancero is a fucking 8x80.
Yeah.
All right. I think that is a great place to take our second break. And when we come back, we will do our cigar news of the week and then rank this Fratello Marylander. Robusto and Gordo. I'm your host, Johnny Midas. Don't go away.
News of the week. We are 3% into 2025.
Don't make me fucking math, dude.
So, all right. So, cigars are starting to become a big thing in the collegiate sports.
Yeah. There's a lot of co-branding. I saw the LSU tribute.
Hey, don't fucking steal my thunder, damn it.
Wait, what? You talked about that last? No, that was Clemson. No. Never mind. You have tobacco in your teeth.
No, it was Tennessee and Alabama.
Was it?
Yeah. Fuck the tobacco.
Don't worry. Are we doing SEC? This is like an SEC theme.
Yeah, this is SEC. All right. So, and a lot of the colleges are like, fuck it. We'll take the hit for, it's starting to be a brag. We'll take that NCAA fine for tobacco use in the locker rooms. They don't give a shit, you know. But anyway, so yes, LSU is now releasing the national champion cigar ahead of the baseball season for college.
Hey, LSU's got a fucking baseball team, man.
Yeah, they do. Dude, check out that box. That thing's gorgeous as fuck.
That is pretty nice, man. The powerhouse.
Yeah.
National champions. Yeah.
So, Bocock brothers.
So, but this is interesting because I'm a baseball fan.
Mm-hmm.
It's not awesome on TV, but it's okay. Mm-hmm. I know baseball is not that popular anymore, or maybe as much.
It isn't.
But the tickets are so fucking cheap, dude.
For baseball? Like,
for baseball, yeah. But college baseball, I fucking love college baseball. You know, but it's mm-hmm. just not a thing like college basketball and college football.
Mm-hmm.
But man, LSU's got a fucking squad, man.
LSU, yeah. I don't really follow college baseball, which I probably should. One of my sub teachers, her son was actually an LSU baseball player.
No kidding.
Yeah, so that was pretty cool. The Mexican San Andreas rapper covers a binder from Honduras and Nicaragua, and Honduran filler tobacco.
Interesting.
So yeah, dude. Like,
wait, did you say that was a double binder?
Yeah, Honduras and Nicaragua.
Interesting.
Montana will allow cigar bars, finally.
Oh, hey, Montana joins the 21st century.
It's like, but it's weird. It's like, wouldn't Montana be given, like a popular cigar smoking?
Well, state? Given how many fucking billionaires live there, I think it's just a matter of like legality. I'll bet you that all the Bill Gates of the world that own half the fucking state are gathering up in Billings, you know, smoking up a storm or whatever.
I have a feeling Yellowstone might have something to do with that.
Could be.
The show. I bet you. All right, and here is a not-so-good one. So this is actually hits everybody. So apparently they might remove Nicaragua from the free trade agreement. So that's kind of shit. Yeah, that dude, that hurts. That's a
you want this?
Yeah, man. Fuck yeah. That shit was good. Thank you, sir.
You are quite welcome. And this is Rebel Hive. It's not you, it's mead. Orange Blossom, traditional mead. This is from
Reading, PA.
Rebel Hive Meadery. You can go to rebelhivemeadery.com. By the way, there's no partnership on this show.
No.
I just think it's a great mead.
Where'd you pick that up?
Where did I pick that? Oh, Giant.
Oh, really?
Fuck. Yeah, it's just in the grocery store around here.
Yeah, but it's from Reading. If people
it's from Reading, yeah.
All right. So, Knuckle Sandwich 57 begins shipping. That is, if
that's a punch product, right?
No.
Oh, they make the Knuckle Buster.
Mm-hmm.
Knuckle Sandwich is who? Who makes Knuckle Sandwich?
Espinoza. Yeah. All right. So, are you familiar? You should be familiar. Guy Fieri.
Yeah, I'm familiar with Guy Fieri.
Yeah. So his, he has a lot of cool cooking shows and restaurant shows. His restaurant sucks. Sorry, dude.
Burn.
Yeah, I went to the one.
We're not food critics.
No, I'm not. Dude, when you give me cold ass pork tacos and they're kind of bland in flavor,
You don't see the fucking Mexican bland cold pork tacos.
Yeah, what the fuck, man? I went to the Manhattan right off of Times Square Guy Fieri restaurant.
Yeah.
It was nice as shit, don't get me wrong. But, like, you gave me cold ass pork tacos.
Okay, well, now it's out there for God in the world.
Yeah, so now Guy Fieri isn't watching the show.
Meanwhile, back to cigars.
So, yeah, so he's turning 57, thus the 57. This is the third year in a row that they released this cigar in partnership with him.
Is it the same blend as before, or is this new?
Yeah, it's the same, just slightly different Vitola. It's a more oval shape. It's actually a gorgeous-looking cigar.
Hey, that is cool-looking. That is a very dark wrapper. Is that a Mexican San Andres Negro?
So, yes, you're right. The wrapper comes from Mexico San Andres region, and the binder and fillers are Nicaraguan.
Ooh, that really sounds special. Fucking strong, dude.
Yeah, so it's a 5 3/4 by 55 Robusto Gordo.
Pairs with an 8-inch tall cheeseburger.
Yeah, no. Nope. The first cigar came out in 2023.
Yep.
Obviously 3 years ago.
It was really interesting to me, the timing, because it was kind of just post-COVID.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway.
Yeah, so it comes from the San Lutano factory in Noctol. Nicaragua?
Yes, and San Lutano, you know, they make high-quality cigars. They know what they're doing, so that's pretty cool. All right, so why don't we... I'm sorry, is that all?
No.
Well, fucking finish up, dude.
La Vega Cigar Company begins shipping El Cieguito. So it's coming from the DR factory. Only 150 boxes of 10 are shipping, so damn, that is like ultra-limited. But the price isn't hateful. Is $13.50 a stick. Romeo and Julieta, 150th.
American Romeo and Julieta, or the real one?
No, yeah, because it's Altadis USA.
Okay. So American Romeo, which is not Romeo. By the way, another pet peeve of mine.
That's still a wrench in the gears because we still don't know what the fuck's going to happen with that. So who knows if they're going to have to change names. But that's,
R and Y.
Yeah. So anyways, that'll be a separate conversation yet to come. So they're going to be releasing the 150th anniversary
Or I guess it would be RYJ. They'll just change their branding. RYJ. So they're releasing something, blah, blah. Come on, man. You're boring me to death.
Well, I'm trying to. You keep interrupting
well,
me.
Well, fuck, dude.
All right. So Peruvian and Honduran tobacco from the Placentia farm.
Yeah, wait a minute. Buddy. Peruvian?
Yeah.
Okay. I've always said, if you put Peruvian tobacco in your cigar, it's on purpose.
And it's from Placentia.
Okay. So I'll probably buy it. Fuck.
So 5x50 is the $25. 6x54, 27. And 7x50, 28.
All right.
So...
appreciate that cigar news of the week.
What the fuck?
It is time for ranking this cigar, and why don't we go ahead and start with presentation? All right. Well, so I'm not a huge fan of the box. Like, it's pretty, but it's also cheap and low end. It's like that pressed cardboard.
But look, it's the fucking price, man.
Yeah, I mean, it goes along with the price tag. I think that the wrapper is fucking gorgeous. I'm not gonna lie. I love the fact that they didn't cover it up, and the cello is crystal clear. And
I like the lacquering, man.
It looks good. The Maryland livery looks great. So, you know, I think, like, if you take into account price point, what they're trying to do, like, I'll give it a 7. Like, it's way better than average. Doesn't blow me out of the water. But
I'm going to give it an 8.
8?
I think it looks gorgeous. The presentation, yeah.
7 or 8. All right, so let's talk about construction. The positive notes are the band came right off.
Mm-hmm.
It is smoked. You know, we had to touch it up a little bit, but that's kind of normal in podcasting. Downsize is way too loosely packed, and that affected our clipping.
Yeah, it didn't come apart, so I'll give it that.
Didn't come apart. There was no mouse holes tunneling bullshit, but it burned. It burned way too hot and too fast, and, you know, it's like, if I look at your ash, it's like, is that a tunnel or not? I can't tell because it's burning so fucking fast.
It's kind of splitting there.
Yeah.
But I would give it like a 7 or 8.
For construction, I give it like a 5.
5? Okay.
Yeah, I mean, 5 is average.
Let's do 6.
6? I think you're being generous. I'll go with it. But remember, 5 is average.
Yeah. It's just so many holes in that.
Yeah, it's just like, it's too loosely packed. The end. They did it wrong. All right, so price... Robusto, $9.75. Mm-hmm. Gordo, $10.75. In today's market, I've got like an 8 for price. I think that's a good price.
Say 8, 9, yeah.
Like, mean, you're not getting a ton for your money. You know, you're not... Like, I'll put it this way. Most folks are not going to buy a second one.
Yeah.
Right? And so, the price is good. It's not great.
It's approachable.
It's approachable.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think 8 is good and probably generous.
Yeah.
But
in today's market,
reason.
Though, it's not terrible.
All right, so that brings us to flavor. You know, we get kind of like more subjective as we go along, right? So for flavor, here's what's interesting. We didn't talk too much about flavor throughout the show. Mine has not changed.
Yeah, it's multi-flavored, but it stayed the same.
Mm-hmm.
So we can't exactly call it like a Padron one note.
Yeah, it's not simple, but it's not complex. It's mid.
Mid.
And campfire is the overriding note.
The whole way through.
You know, we got a little anise, a little black walnut, a little bit of pine. Spruce.
Mm-hmm. And then whatever that citrus thing.
Yeah. Which all of those are a little related. And then the only thing that really kills the flavor for me is probably an inch and a half in, I started getting harsh on the back of my palate.
Yeah, it's just getting hot.
It's because it's too hot. Through. Yeah.
A lot of hot air.
So I've got a 4 for flavor. It's not bad, but I definitely will not be buying this again.
Yeah.
For the flavor.
I was gonna give it a 5, but okay, 4.
Well, let's do 4.5.
Let's do 4. We don't do points here.
So. Yeah. Well, because we split the 7 and 8.
Let's presentation. Do
4. So.
Because you weren't mine.
Okay. And then that takes us to experience. I've got some thoughts. So, first of all, this is a very versatile cigar.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the price point, you can smoke it all over. You can do a lot of stuff.
It's a dog walker.
Yeah.
Or go for a walk.
Yeah. Like, in today's market, a sub-$10 Robusto, you know, you can do a lot with that.
Super Bowl game?
Maybe. I mean, well, for me, shit. Like...
The big game. Sorry.
The big game, yeah. Like, not for me because I smoke good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not doing this if I'm celebrating.
No, it's not a daily smoke. Maybe not for me, at least.
Yeah, you probably could if you wanted to daily it.
You could, but it's not for me. Like, it's not for me.
I think that goes back to flavor.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just don't think the... you know, the flavor with the harshness is something I want to keep trying.
Yeah.
I think when we talk about the Marylander, the only problem I have with the branding is this doesn't make me feel like Maryland.
Marylander.
It just doesn't. It's like you put the flag on it. Other than that, it's not special.
It doesn't taste like Dirty City Street.
Or like Old Bay.
Or Old Bay. Know? Yeah, that would be the fucking move.
It tastes like Old Bay.
This tastes like Old Bay.
Yeah.
Hey, patent that right now.
Yeah, we're totally doing that. So,
or Natty Bo.
So for experience, you know, you've got the too loose of a draw. Mm-hmm. You got the harshness from the heat. You've got the fact that the flavors, I mean, it started out great,
mm-hmm.
but then like it gets boring,
mm-hmm.
And then it just ruins it because of the harsh. And I got like a 4 for experience. I don't know.
Yeah, 4 or 5. That's fine. It wasn't terrible. I didn't have a hard time with it though.
So I would put this in the category of if you're trying to pick up a cheap cigar and smoke, fucking try it.
Yeah.
You know? And who knows? Everybody's palate is different. You might.
I gotta give it to Fratello though for being creative and
absolutely.
Six. So
yeah.
Like that's not a dig on them.
We don't have a creativity metric here, but it's creative and unique.
Yeah.
You know.
They make collectible sticks, like unique collectible sticks.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it kind of reminds me of the Lunar, where it's like the fucking packaging and shit is better than the cigar.
Right.
You know, I'd like to see you put a little more work in the stick, but. That brings the total score for the Fratello Marylander to 30.
Okay, still respectful.
Not a great showing stick, but not terrible.
Yeah.
You hit 30.
Yeah.
You broke 30. So I think that is it. We got to bring back Treasure Trebuchet. That was fun. Because I would like to trebuchet this shit.
We just got to fix the trebuchet. Our trebuchet's broken.
Yeah.
It got broken in the siege. We got to fight back.
Yes. Damn Normans.
Yeah.
All right, so Johnny Midas and the Golden Hand of Destiny, along with El Fumo, signing off for the week. Thanks for joining us on Burnline Podcast. We will see you again next week.
Yeah.
Wouldn't for you be more relevant if it was Constantinople?
Why Constantinople?
Because it's in Turkey. It's more relatable to you.
It's closer.
Yeah, it got broken in the
Anatolia.
Yeah. All right.